Good morning, Chelveston, Caldergod and Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday, the 14th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily briefing for the village. Now, as I've found to my cost, the challenge of standing up and spouting each day is that some people do actually listen. And I mean really listen, making sure that everything I say is accurate every day. We know that Horace does, of course, and now there's Dave Hackett also on the case. But yesterday, I had another two corrections sent in. It seems that I'm in danger of becoming my own fake news machine, so I'd better be careful in case the wrath of Donald Trump descends upon me. Firstly, from the Black Country, my father-in-law pointed out that I'd cast a slur on the old town of Haileswowen. Had I ever been there? He'd worked in the electroplating industry across the Black Country and knows all the old towns well. He sent me a Wikipedia link to some lovely green spaces in Haileswowen. So yes, Emrys, I was wrong on that one. I got mixed up with Darlaston. And I bet tomorrow he corrects me on that too. Then there was Rosemary Daniels. She was puzzled by me referring to the parish name as Chelston Corkard yesterday. She was actually expecting Horace to correct me today. Now, Rosemary's father was Noel Morris, and the Morris family is one of the oldest in the village. Throughout her childhood, her father used to refer to the parish as Chelston cum Corkard, similar to the title today, but in the local dialect. So, oops, I was wrong again. Now, like Horace, Noel was full of great stories and made a huge contribution to the village over the years, both as a councillor and as a trustee of the village charities. Now, my first encounter with him was as a plumber in 1996, when we moved into Water Lane from Dutchy Close. Our heating system started making horrendous banging noises only a few days after moving in. I rang Noel, who was the only plumber I knew of in the village. He didn't sound worried at all. "I'll just sort my pigs out first," he said. Yes, Noel was a pig farmer too, and I'll be down. Half an hour later, he walked down Sawyer's Crescent, carrying only a rubber mallet. I showed him where the tank and the pump were, and he tilted his head to one side and studied things for a few minutes before whacking a huge pipe with a mallet. I nearly jumped out of my skin. But seconds later, we heard an almighty gurgling sound as the main heating pipes cleared of blockages. I was so grateful. "How much do I owe you, Noel?" I said. Now, never a man to be rushed was Noel. He stood there and thought for a minute and said, "I think £5 should do it." I was incredulous. "How do you work that out, Noel?" He said, "Well, it's 50 pence for the time and the shoe leather walking down here. And then it's £4.50 knowing what tools to bring and where to whack the pipe." Now, at the time, I was lecturing in the advanced techniques for the management of information and knowledge. But I have to say, Noel taught me more that day on what real knowledge management was about. The most important thing is knowing who to talk to and where you can find help. And then nothing beats years of experience on the job. But what Noel didn't know was that I used this story in my lectures for years afterwards. The name Noel Morris has been heard all over the world. His mallet and his pigs were famous. And that's what we've got going in this village once again today. As I've got to know everyone during the emergency, I found out that we've got almost every craft, trade, skill and profession represented. Never mind the butcher, the baker and the candlestick maker, we could fill our own trade directory. We've even got a budding lumberjack in Pete Rawlins. His real trade is vehicle recovery, but now he's full-time cutting kindling to feed the insatiable appetite of the wood burners in the village. We've truly turned back the clock. Now, when I first moved to the village 33 years ago, I was able to find every trade I needed right here. I have to say I've lost track of them all now, but it would be great to think that we could regain this local trades base at the end of the emergency. So perhaps the parish council could establish a village trades directory in the future. We're all learning the benefit of shopping local, with people you can trust and people who care about their local reputation. Wouldn't it be lovely to keep this going? So, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise, I've got some really good news to finish on today. Our last household with COVID-19 symptoms came out of isolation yesterday, all fully recovered. So welcome back, Jan. We've had 8 suspected cases to date, and every one of these has recovered at home. Folks, we've been really fortunate indeed. Let's make no mistake about it. And I'd really like to keep it that way. I know that some of you are on the front line risking your lives every day. I met one of our NHS consultants early this morning. He travels each day to Leicester Royal Infirmary and now spends all day on COVID-19 wards in one of the country's hotspots. I salute him and feel completely inadequate myself. All I do is pick litter, cut grass, and run a few errands each day. It's the doctors, nurses, the police officers, supermarkets and supply chain workers, and also our train drivers. And yes, we have all of those in this village. They are on the front line. The rest of us are safe in the village. So our job is to support you all by following the rules. We're now in our fourth week of lockdown. We are free of COVID-19. So we should now be safe as a village. So please do everything you can personally to keep it that way. Take no risks. Stay safe and protect our key workers. Thank you.